The next item, number six, drought conditions update, is actually a new item that we have added to the board's agenda. It will appear at every board meeting. It's to give you a sense of what we are doing here in the region in terms of drought projects. As you can see, there's quite a bit there. I'm not going to go through it, just try to help keep us on time. But I will say that our activities increase each week, and as the drought continues, more and more staff time will be focused on drought-related activities. So you'll begin to see that, I think, in terms of possibly what comes to the board. Just realize that there's more and more demand on staff's time to not only interface with state board on drought, but also just trying to work with local agencies. It's surprisingly difficult to take what is normally a two-year permitting process and squeeze it, for example, into 90 days. The state government bureaucracy just isn't designed to do that. So as hard as everyone is trying, and believe me, everyone in Sacramento I know is working weekends, and we're working very hard, it still is difficult to get some of this done, so we're going to be spending more time on that. Also on our website, we have a number of links. State Board keeps pushing updates out to us, so our website will be current and up to date. There are a number of drought-related links that will take the public not only to the State Board's information sites on drought, but also where they can make complaints if there are people wasting water, that they'll be able to complain, and they have a place to go. So unless there's a question about the drought update, I'll let that go, and we'll move on to the next item.
Mr. Young.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Harris, there's a comment in the first paragraph, last sentence of the first paragraph under discussion, that says, finally, some regional water boards are proactively implementing drought-related tasks regionally to address drought-related problems and limited water supply and availability with their water quality authorities. Is this region doing anything like that? And I just want to get a kind of a picture for what could regional boards be doing.
Well, sure. We have, for example, been pushing Cambria. We were concerned that they were not moving fast enough and did not have the staff to do all the interfacing that was necessary with all the different departments. So we basically have stepped in, and we have weekly calls with them and their consultants trying to facilitate the permitting process, not only with us, but with Coastal Commission, with our drinking water staff. Kurt Souza, who's going to speak later, is on that phone call, as well as communicating concerns or issues with State Board. So we're out there actively pushing these things because the locals have limited capacity, and they just don't have the same knowledge of the state system. Sometimes they just don't know who to call or where to push to make things happen. So where we can, we're trying to assist them. The same thing goes with the funding that Mr. Moore mentioned, the low interest. We have been promoting that for months to local jurisdictions, trying to get them to take advantage of it. One thing is if they're not ready, I mean, King City is a perfect example where we proposed that they do a joint project with a nearby entity on capturing some of that recycled, co-joining their facilities and using some of that funding for recycled water. They just aren't ready to use it. There isn't the local political support to do it. You can lead the horse to the water, but you can't make him drink, and that's true with recycled funds and local government.
So is that kind of a typical description of what the other regional boards would be doing in their capacities?
Well, every region is different. LA is very, very different. For example, they've had some good success with some big projects in terms of recycled water. Other ones, I don't know what the other ones are doing in terms of proactively, trying to engage.
The sentence sounds like there are some tools being used right now that we don't normally use.
Well, most of the authorities right now lie with the state. I think the recycled water policy that was recently adopted is probably the one that the regions are using the most.
Okay. Lisa's not here, is she?
No, and Lisa will be giving the updates in the future. She's off right now.
Okay, I'll ask her later, see what she has in mind.
Okay.
If I might, we talked a lot about supply management, in response to Mr. Jeffrey's question, what are we doing? And I think that's where the region and the state are active, you know, in terms of trying to direct money and helping projects get done. But like you say, they can lead a horse to water and all that. There is a demand management component that we're trying to get to with the conservation regulations and the reporting of production data from water supply agencies. And so that's kind of uncharted territory where, you know, we're interested in what the regions think in terms of the role you want to play in the review of that information. But Fran Spivey-Weber and I presented at the land at the CWUCC, you know, the Urban Conservation Coalition, about the new normal in California, in California landscapes. You know, and our focus in the conservation regs are on outdoor landscaping. So to, I'm sorry, I was incomplete in answering Mr. Jeffrey's question that by changing the demand side, we can create more sustainability too. But that's kind of a new territory for the water boards. And Water Department of Water Resources has experience there that we'll partner with them on.
Any other question? Mayor Delgado?
All right, thank you, Chair. Ken, it's great that Lisa McCann, who's not here today, is now newly serving as the regional liaison to the Water Rights Division, and she has some tasks that she performs in this role, which are on the bottom of page 1 and 2 of this staff report. And my question is, given that we've probably overloaded some staff, what will no longer be done when certain roles like this are added to her plate?
Well, I would say at this point, she seems to be managing everything. Everyone is just working really hard right now. So I'm not sure we reached the point where she started to jettison anything. Her task as liaison started about 6 months ago when the State Board Division of Water Rights made a request to the regions to identify an individual who could act as a liaison. So at this point, I don't think the tasks have been so great that she hasn't been able to do them. And many of these tasks that are mentioned here are spread across a number of staff. It's not just Lisa who's doing those. So that's just really a list of the kind of things she could or would or is doing. It's not a full-time job.
Okay. A general comment I have is that in the future, if it ever gets to that point where we're asking or you're deciding to do more, and because of that, something on the near the bottom of the list has to drop off because something is being added near the top, it'd be nice if we knew that in our whatever ability we have to say yes or no to the issue at hand, to be able to also consider what won't get done when something new is being added.
Well, I will say that this picture is changing on a weekly basis. This board gets together every 2 months. I don't think it's really something that the board except on a, you know, fairly high level, except my discussions with the chair every week, if it really would work to have you all engaged necessarily to be having a lot to say about what we are doing or what we are not doing. I just don't think from a logistical standpoint that's practical.
No, that's correct. I agree with you 100%. I was just saying in the future where appropriate, where let's say large initiatives or large enough initiatives are being suggested either by the public or board members or by staff that are new, that we also be told what can't get done if something new is added.
We can add that to, we'll add that to the drought report. If we've reassigned staff from something to work on drought-related issues on a more full-time basis, we'll add that to the drought report and let you know.
All right, thank you.
All right, so thank you for the questions. And just for further clarification, Mayor Delgado, also on a weekly basis, we have a conference call on Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30, which includes our executive officer and council, and we go through agenda items of what's happening, what's coming up, and we look for what's coming up the following week, the week after, and the week after. So we do routinely review, you know, items as they get moved around. So there is an opportunity sometime to be able to red flag something, say, hey, that's something we really need to start addressing a little bit more. So that's another level of interaction that we have with our executive officer.